My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the solemnity of Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the patroness of the Diocese of Ndola. And that is why we bring our brother to Our Lady, that Our Lady may accompany him in his ministry as a deacon, that Our Lady may continue to intercede for him, that he may become a worthy servant of the gospel, a worthy servant of the poor. We celebrate Our Lady today because of her singular mission in the history of salvation, namely to bear the salvation of mankind. She is the mother of our Savior. She is the mother of our salvation. And Mary stands at the confluence of two testaments. She brings on one end the age of expectation and the promises, and she inaugurates new times of grace and salvation in Jesus Christ. And that is the more reason as to why we bring our brother for her intercession, that the time has come to pass. Your formation, my dear brother, has come to an end, and your ministry begins. We can only implore on the intercession of our mother to continue accompanying you, especially as you begin your ministry, the ministry of service, service to the church, and service to the people of God. This solemnity, as it were, highlights that it is God's loving initiative that God makes us whole. Our Lady's holiness, from the moment of her conception, is not something she achieved by her own efforts or as a reward to a lifetime of merit. The holiness of Mary is purely a gift of God, graciously given to her. Graciously given to her for a saving purpose. For it was fitting that the woman who brought our Savior into the world should be herself totally free from sin and available to God's work, conceiving the Word that became man and dwelt amongst us. My dear Marius, it's not out of your merit that God called you to this way of life. And it is not out of your hard work that you are becoming a deacon today. It's God's gift, graciously given to you to undertake this particular ministry of saving the church as a deacon and subsequently as a priest. It's God's will and it's God's gift. And we can only respond with that thanksgiving in our own hearts. Achibusamli Christu. Mushikubwa lelo uchinami tulese fyanyi nefwe Maria wafyelwe ukwavula isambi wafyelwe umusuma mulanduchi nicho mukufwaya kwa kwalesa mwini alefwayo kilati wakapela ububukombe wakuleta panuchalo mwana wakwe umupulami na nyina wine abe umupulami nipakuti ububupe bwakwe bwikalilile na pakati kesu namushi kubwa lelo bukalamba twalete na chibusa wesu malisha patulesa mukulu mwine amupele ubukombe bwakwe amutangilile mukula amutumika tepamulandu wa busuma bwakwe lero nipamulandu wa bufwayo bwakwalesa umwine watwishiba kwa tulitufwanda tulitupengele kuti twabakofye nobufwayo bwakwalesa mukulu Maria Bansi says in Christ, today's feast is rooted in the belief of God's providence, the God who foresees the future, the God who entrusts to his children with assigned tasks in life, even before they are born. It is this God who equips us with all that we need in order to participate in his plan, to bring to fulfillment the roles assigned to us in the church, the roles assigned to us in the family, the roles assigned to us in society. Achibusa amri Kristo. Mumushikubu wale lobu chindamiubu. Tulese fya inshi kunkulu ile tuibukisha ifobonse lesa mukulu ni kape kape kabiri umwine apelela na mchilafi leta tuene kele ilo umwine atufumba umwine nishi mkokota nsono ati mibanga mise otinga kontrole mboyo mundeke abena chipanda vamu mwona ngalisha nungu msoli neshtima ya chekuka nikape kape eutupela apela na chusa wesu ubukombe ubu akumutumika mli eklesia ubu akutumika abantu bonse dear brothers and sisters in Christ while still in the womb unborn God anoints men and women whom he chooses as prophets and leaders of his people. And that is why Jeremiah is able to tell us that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Thus, God does not just launch us into this world to fight it amongst ourselves. He knew us before we were born. He consecrated us beforehand and appointed us for a specific purpose in which we can cooperate with him or refuse. And yet, Mary, the scriptures tell us that she collaborated fully with God's plan. And thus, blessed is she, and indeed, she is full of grace. My dear Marius, as you undertake this ministry, it is not your ministry, it's God's ministry, which God himself is entrusting upon you, which God himself foresaw before you were born. and called you to this way of life, because he knew you beforehand, and he consecrated you before you were born, and he appointed you to become one of his servants. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we celebrate Our Lady, who is full of grace, on the feast of our conception. Let us thank God for his love and mercy, which embraces us right from the moment of our own conception. As scripture says, who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? Bachibusa amli Kristo. Mushukubuka na mbangefi. Lesa mkulu mwinalefu atuibu kisha ifobonse. Fionse vetu wabana fiyo. Chibe wupe wabu mwesu. Fionse wupe wakwalesa mkulu. Eicho. Na tuwesho kumwesu chano mchinshi. Nukula enda na nkwe nshibushonse ishabu mwesu. Everything is a gift. Every good in us is by God's grace. We are children of God. We are all favored and heirs of God's grace. Yet Mary remains the most favored one, fullness of grace, the mother of us all. Marius, God is entrusting you this responsibility. Remember, in the vision of our founder Kiko, what he foresaw 60 years ago, the idea of forming communities. It is in the communities that we are strengthened. It is in the communities that we celebrate the world. It is in the communities that we celebrate the Eucharist. And it is in the communities that we live our Christian way of life. Never, ever in life forsake that. The word of God will strengthen you. The word of God will give you focus. The Eucharist will strengthen you. And the community will stand by you in times of thick and in times of thin. Challenges today are many. And especially when it comes to issues that pertain to faith. Everyone is trying to throw away the faith because of political mileage, because of material gain. And that is why we want even to start accepting uncouth and abnormal tendencies to our own cultural values, to our own Christian values. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we cannot reduce our cultural and Christian values for monetary or political gain. What is wrong, no matter how many people pretend that it is right. And no matter how powerful somebody wants to pretend, what is wrong, period.